and shine.
Warning. The show you're about to hear has been named the best college morning show in the country.
Literally, the only thing that can make me crack up this early is morning commute.
The voices of college culture.
Morning commute makes morning radio great again.
The champions of morning radio.
Y'all always come through with the messy content. We live for that.
Wake up and start your day with Vaught Leak
and Justin Chapman.
And now, it's time for morning commute.
Man, wake that up.
To the flowers and the trees, rise and shine. It is time to start your morning commute on this Thursday, January 26th. My name is Vaught Leak.
Justin Chapman.
We back, baby, 2023.
Yes,
let's go!
Yeah. I definitely missed that.
Come on now.
I just woke up one Monday morning during the break, and I heard that, and I was like, I missed Vaught.
Oh, I missed
the show.
Where did you hear it?
Don't worry about it. It was in my dreams.
All right.
Okay? As far as you know.
So it was me.
Yeah. I just didn't want to tell you that.
Good morning, senor. What is it? Senor... Say it.
Monsieur Chocolat de Pointe.
Chocolat de Pointe. Good morning, producer Ariel.
Also known as...
Good morning.
Sir Doodoo.
Sir Doodoo.
Sir Chocolate Stinker.
Oh,
Stinker
man.
Winker.
We're back. It's 2023.
Back and better.
Back yeah, and stupid. Always better. Yeah, man.
Left my brain.
I've missed waking up like this, man. I don't think my Mondays or Thursdays been the same without y'all.
Yeah, I've been having to go to work.
How y'all been? What's going on? What's happening?
What is happening? Why am I here? Well, we started school on Monday. Yeah. And this is our
say it out loud.
Last first episode.
This is our last first show.
Oh my god.
This is I've done this seven times. This is the seventh season premiere of Morning Commute.
Yes. This is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy.
That's sad.
But yeah, we just started school on Monday and like all hell just broke loose already, you know? We got mad dates. I feel overwhelmed already. Like, I know I can get through it, but it's just so much going on already in the semester, and we just started.
Yes, we did. But, you know, we here.
Yeah.
We here.
Yeah.
This is, not only is this our last first show, this is me and your last semester.
Yes.
Today is the official start of the end of the semester for me.
Yes, yes. And I'm counting down, I'm not going to lie, because I'm trying to get this degree and be out.
Trying to get this what?
It's degree.
Okay, gotcha.
What do you thought I said?
I don't know. I'm just checking on you, brother. Just checking on you. And not only that, this is two things. One, this is the first morning commute season premiere where there was no drastic change. There's every season premiere, a co-host leaves or...
What was the last one?
You.
All right, the one before that, if you can remember.
Suzette left.
Okay.
And then, or like we got nominated for like an award in the past. So that's, I guess, big in that regard. But also, tomorrow officially is 3 years since the start of this here program, Morning Commute.
3 years.
Yay.
3 years. Vaught is old.
Oh, that's, I think that's crazy.
It's crazy. How do you feel?
Old. That's crazy. Doing this thing for 3 years with 20 different people.
Oh my god.
Like a marriage.
What?
You know? That's exactly how I feel.
A lot of divorces. I see.
Oh, don't start. Don't start.
We not. Not yet. Not yet, at least.
Don't start with me.
Not yet.
Yeah, but it feels good to be back.
Yes,
producer,
miss you guys.
Producer Aria, how have you been? What's going on? And what's this, your second? This is your fourth semester technically, but second in person?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling?
Feels pretty good, as Vaught knows, and Chap knows too, Bella knows too. We just started at the TSW. For those who don't know, that's the technical services window here in Hamilton Hall, William Patterson University. It's a job.
Yes. It pays. It pays money.
Yeah.
How much money?
But minimum wage. No.
Minimum wage. Woo. New Jersey. Minimum wage just went up.
Minimum wage did just go from $13 to $14.13.
Yes. Something. And then eggs went up like $5.
Yo, eggs are crazy right now. I paid like seven something for a pack of eggs.
Yeah.
Like a dozen eggs.
That's what I'm about to give me a farm.
I think in California, some places are like $9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Get you a farm, guys. Get you some chickens.
No, and my chickens died. I had chickens.
You got chickens?
They got eaten by a raccoon.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not even joking.
Oh Lord. Producer Bella, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I cannot hear you.
Good morning.
Act hey. Like you happy to be here.
Good Come morning, guys.
Come on.
What's up?
It's Thursday.
Come on.
How are you? What's going on? Give me something interesting happening in your life right now, other than the technical services window.
Interesting?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's my second semester. I like my classes so far.
Classes, new friends, new boyfriend, something.
No new boyfriend.
No new friends.
Say none of that.
No. I don't know. I can't think.
You want to talk about how you were just named assistant program director?
Oh.
What's up about that?
Yeah.
Snaps all around.
Yeah, thanks. I'm being trained by the amazing Vaunt Lee.
Who's that?
Never heard of him.
Nobody,
you
apparently.
You mean kick, batter, swirl.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
He got so many names. I don't know.
I love that. Say it again.
Kick, batter, swirl.
Jail.
Oh, Lord. We back. All right, man. Let's get into the show. We're back. You're now listening to Morning Commute, Willie P's Morning Show, and the best. Look over at your neighbor and say the best.
The best.
College Morning Show in the country, live every Monday and Thursday from 8 to 10 a.m. on 88.7 Brave New Radio. Thank you for tuning in and making us part of your morning commute. You know, a lot of people were really upset that we were not on the air on Monday.
Yes. Yes.
So.
And I was hearing it all day.
Well, that wasn't because of me.
Wow.
I voted to start on Monday.
Well, it was the forces that be.
Right.
You know,
a lot of things going on.
We had just got back. You need a little breather, you know. Greatness like this doesn't just happen overnight, you know?
Exactly. I don't know about that.
We actually don't wake up like this.
Yeah.
So it takes some preparation.
But
yeah, right? So. Can't relate.
Mm-hmm.
Ari and I are always entertaining.
Always.
Always.
Well, we're going to have a great show today
and
this semester. Great vibes all around. We have, let me just say, some great things coming for y'all this season.
Ooh.
Y'all have no clue what we have in store.
Hey, big and better.
But before we get there, let's get into today's show. It's our first show of the new year, so you know we've got a packed show. And after the break, we're going to be recapping you on everything that went down.
Everything.
While we were gone, because of course the news cycle hates us and everything wanted to pop off while we was gone.
So much.
That's right. So we're gonna get into that. All that and more is on the way, so please stay tuned. We're back. Happy Thursday.
Take it up. It's Morning Commute on Brave New Radio. We're starting early on our gospel stuff.
Come on now.
On our gospel
righteous
stuff.
Righteous and ratchet, baby.
Ooh, yes. Righteous.
Set the vibes. Now from ratchet. Here, it just gets ghetto.
And we need a lot of God in these days because there's a lot of things going on.
Uh-huh.
A lot of crazy people in
the
streets.
Yeah, there was a shooting in Jersey City the other day at 9 a.m. I was like, Chad, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's up with you?
It's crazy how you don't send nothing to Trenton. I just wanted to.
It's funny how you don't send nothing to Trenton. it's not a lot happening in Trenton.
There are some things happening in Trenton.
There's a lot going on in Jersey City, actually.
They're having retreats.
We're going to look up Trenton. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's in the streets.
Yeah, look up Trenton right now.
Oh, my God. Vaunt Leak. Now, it's actually not too much going on.
Yeah, that's probably looking at the wrong website.
Two brothers arrested for Trenton murder. That happened 2 days ago.
You sound way too happy to say that.
No, I'm just saying, it's something here. It's,
are you sure that's
Trenton,
New Jersey?
Leader of Trenton drug trafficking conspiracy sentenced to 19
years. You're Mercer County, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Trenton. That's Trenton.
Never heard of it.
Somebody just got convicted in Trenton, literally.
It was Vaunt Leak, actually.
It was his cousin.
Sweet.
Damien Leak.
Damien? That's crazy.
Damien Leak. I'm just giving names.
You are.
Random names.
What's your middle name?
We're not doing this.
We're going to find out in 2023, Chaps.
We're not doing this.
You're dead serious? Like, you don't know what it is?
No. You know what it is?
No. He does know what it is. He's just not telling us.
No, I'm saying you.
I don't
have a middle name.
I don't know.
I'm serious, guy. I don't have a
middle name. I have an ongoing thing where co-hosts don't tell me. Justice would refuse to tell me his middle name. That's why we sent him to the
abyss.
Like
that's like a guy thing. Like, what? Guys
share my
just
middle
like,
name.
Guys just like don't share their middle name. Some guys. Mm-hmm. Not all guys Vaunt.
Sorry. You're not like other guys.
Right.
You're different.
Yeah.
Built different.
But yeah, I don't have a middle name, guys, so don't worry about it. You don't have to find out.
It's okay.
I'll find your prison.
Imagine it's actually Chocolate Stank.
We'll call your mom.
I'll change it to Chocolate
we'll
Stank.
We'll call your mom.
My mom will not
We'll be in contact.
Why are you more willing to change your middle name than you were your Instagram name?
Because I don't like my middle name that I don't have.
Okay.
And that's just for the
I'm going to get Yanni to tell me.
She will not tell you.
I'm going to get her to tell me.
She will not tell you.
I'm going to buy her a drink and be like, all right, so.
She's on the live, too.
I need to know.
You will not tell him.
Good morning, Queen.
You will not tell him.
Good morning, Queen.
That's all I got to say. A lot of things happened over the break, y'all.
Should we get into some of them?
Yeah, I'm a little upset because why do you wait for us to go on break for everything to happen?
Because it was dirty.
So, producer Bella and Ari, I need y'all to reach out to these people and tell them that they're a disgrace and They need to move on it. Morning commute time. Okay? Because yeah. commute o'clock. All right? Yeah. Come on.
Typing right now.
Yeah. What happened over the break?
We could start with Tory Lanez. We'll start with another short black brother.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is he? I think he's actually like shorter than me.
You know, can I say something? And the girls know what I'm about to say. We were talking about last night how, like, Bella's my little and Arya's your little. And I was like, you got to be pretty damn short to be Chap's little.
You know what?
Because you're already like 5 foot.
You know what? Because this bullying.
You're like 5 foot.
I'm 5'4". Thank you. On my license, says 5'4".
So they cheated. They lied for you.
No, I measured myself before I went there. And I'm 5'4".
Oh, my God.
5'4½, actually, but I'll just put the 5'4".
I need proof. No, but Tory Lanez, this was going on. He was first of all, this is one of the longest ongoing stories we've been covering here at Chocolate Stank Inc. It was the trial between Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez. Now, we weighed in on what happened, who we thought was in the wrong, who we believed, why we think it could have happened, all the above. We've discussed it. Well, now the jury has weighed in on their opinion. Over 2 years later, an LA jury found Tory guilty and convicted him of 3 felony counts, including assault with a semi-automatic handgun, carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. And now he's facing over 20 years in prison and could be deported.
I swear it's the government. I'm just saying.
Deported?
Yeah, to Canada.
Yeah, oh, he's Canadian?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's been
that was like August 2020.
Yeah, it's
that was COVID.
Wow. Jeez.
So I'm two and a half at this point.
That's crazy. And there's been a lot of talk about that because people, you know, definitely people who have opposing arguments to what, you know, who really did it, the best friend, was it really Tory? And I'm tired of it, to be honest.
Either way, Homegirl got shot.
I just feel like both of them were at the scene and they saw what happened. So somebody had to do it. There's too many witnesses saying, oh, this happened. This didn't happen. She said this. But we all know at the end of the day, Megan did not shoot herself. She did not shoot herself.
Yeah.
Support black women.
Thank you. Thank you. Come on now, guys. It's 2023.
I still think there's more that we don't know. Yeah, just now. Just this moment.
Right.
Just half our listeners they're gone.
Let me turn these guys off.
Yeah. They're hooligans.
What were you saying though?
I still feel like there's much more to this that we don't know about, but
yeah,
you know,
there's always.
I think that we're gonna just have to live in that unknown.
Nah, we're gonna find it.
You think he's actually gonna go for 20 years?
Yeah. I don't think 20 years.
I don't think so because like Jussie Smollett got off. Hey, he didn't go to prison.
See what he did.
But he like disappeared. Where'd he go?
I mean, he had to be honest.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I don't know who that is.
Shame.
I feel like celebrities have a cap, to be honest. You go into to jail, they tell them 25 years so they can like make some headlines, but they only say for like a month, a year and a half.
Well, do it when Morning Commute is doing episodes. How about that?
Yeah. You're right. What else we got?
Before we went on break, we also told y'all about TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, their two hosts from Good Morning America, who got pulled off the air after reports of the affair, their affair leaked online. TJ, who was a black brother, filed for divorce from his wife of nearly 13 years back in December. Him and Amy were recently spotted fleeing New York together with rumors that they're headed headed to Turks and Caicos to celebrate Amy's 50th birthday. This whole story was messy.
Very messy.
It was messy. Workplace relations. TJ Holmes is a black man. Amy Robach is a white woman. Sounds like a lot of buffoonery, if you ask me.
What? What? Sounds like a lot of what?
Excuse me, buffoonery.
It's 2023.
You see, I had to sip the coffee for a little. Had to fix that up.
He was like,
Aria was like, why can't we have interracial relations? Is that what you were saying?
Because I said it's 2023.
I know, but like, why are you saying?
Because if he likes a white girl, he likes a white girl.
I don't think the problem is.
No, yeah, I don't really care about that. I think the whole.
It's crazy that like. It came out, the affair, and they were just like, yeah.
They haven't said anything about it. They're still going on vacation.
I know.
He's still like, he divorced his wife.
I feel like that was like they're out.
He has a kid.
He's like, we do not care.
This is his second wife, too.
What if he wanted to like be with multiple people at once, but his wife wasn't like messing with it?
So
he
just did it.
He should have dated Jada Pinkett Smith then.
Hey.
No way.
Hey, it's never too late, man. He's listening right now. It's never too late.
Nah.
On the plane to Turks and Caicos, they have more to commute on the jet.
He's like, are they talking about me right now?
Right. Come in, TG. More up in news. They found some suspicious, and I have to do this, some suspicious stuff in Joe Biden's house. And I'm not talking about Vaughn Leak's sex toys, guys. They found some suspicious stuff. An ongoing investigation since November last year has discovered almost 20 classified documents found in Joe Biden's former office and his home in Delaware. The late discovery, which is 4 days ago, was the fourth time, not once, not twice, but the fourth time they found something. And these documents, they all way back to his days as VP when Obama was in office. And I don't know, maybe they'll find Tupac in his house.
Truly.
Because he's not dead.
I thought he was in Jamaica or something.
Yeah, he's in Cuba.
Cuba, there we go. Cuba.
But he might be in Joe Biden's house now. I don't know, they find a lot of classified documents. But they never told what these documents were.
These are like nuclear launch codes. Why are they finding these in his garage?
Just goes to his desk. Like,
no, did you hear? He was like, it's not like they're just laying out somewhere. Like, they're hidden in my garage. Evidently not well
but
enough.
Why are you allowed to have that? I mean, I get your VP and whatever, but
he's the president now.
I mean, yeah, he's the president now, but that shouldn't be in your
home. Your possession, yeah.
It's just sitting on the garage.
Let me just take this home in my briefcase. Like, no.
Exactly. Like, imagine you had a maid and she's like cleaning. And she's like, huh, nuclear.
What's this button do? Blows up half America.
New Jersey.
Douche.
New York douche.
Delaware.
We can take away Florida, to be honest.
Texas.
I like Texas a little bit. They have nice homes.
I wish I had rights in Texas.
You don't have rights?
Women don't have rights in Texas? Is that what it is? Or are you POC? What is it?
Woman.
It could be either one, really. With Texas,
I mean, all of the above. Yeah.
I mean, black people technically don't have rights anywhere. Think about it.
Shout out Obama.
Equality.
Hey, man, MLK Day just passed. Black History Month starts next week. Power.
Power
Fist
to the
up.
People. Power to the people.
Reparations.
Hey, man.
Speaking
of black people.
Up next, we got... So y'all know the phrase, it be your own people. So Michael B. Jordan, which is my twin, yes, he's my twin.
Oh Lord,
he's learned.
I don't know
the
why
hard
your girl
way.
Lied to you and told you that.
No, bro, it's not just her. I've heard that multiple
you
times.
You took this
no,
and ran. Look,
the baby. Is
did I tell you about a story when I went to Applebee's and the white girls told me I look like Michael B. Jordan?
Do you remember when we went to Applebee's and that girl was?
Whoa there.
Lori Harvey is dating Damson Idris from London after the split of her 18-month relationship with Michael B. Jordan. Who's Damson Idris? He's currently an actor in the cast of Snowfall. I think he's the main lead. On social media, many pictures surfaced of Damson and Michael B. hanging around the same circles and at events. And this is why, and I will stress this, you keep it strictly co-workers.
That's right.
Because they might try to steal your girl, Vaughn.
Chap.
Bella.
Aria.
Whoa, what?
Young Wolf who's out here.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, we just pointing fingers all around here. All
right.
All around here.
Oh, Lori. I didn't know Lori was an ex of Steve Harvey's daughter.
Yeah, no. She's
wait,
definitely
what?
Adopted.
She's no, Step is.
I thought she's adopted.
She's Step, I believe.
She's Step, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So Lori Harvey's been making so many things popular recently, like Pilates.
She can make me.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah. Have you seen like all those pictures of like Addison Rae, Hailey Bieber, Maddie Ziegler all going together?
Every YouTuber going.
What does she actually do though?
She's just like a model.
So like
she's like an influencer. She doesn't.
It's kind of it's giving like Kardashian like just famous for being famous.
So
yeah,
she's socialite.
She's more like a Hailey Bieber
socialite.
Than
she's
a Kardashian. Socialite.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was looking up last night and I'm like, what does this girl do? I see she's a model or whatever, but like,
that's it.
What does she do?
She's a model influencer.
Yeah. She I wish I was pretty. I'm not gonna lie.
So do I.
Money,
I wish that you were pretty.
Shut up. Let's end on some lighter news, which is very overdue. But Quinta Brunson, who is the writer and
creator. And star
everything.
Yeah.
She won the best supporting actress for her show on Hulu, ABC's Abbott Elementary. And the show itself took away the best television series. But not only did she win, but Tyler James Williams, who I felt like should have been won a Golden Globe for Everybody Hates Chris. He's won Best Supporting Actor for his role as Mr. Greg in Abbott Elementary. And that show's great.
This
I don't know if anybody
so
watched it.
Good.
That show is so great. I put my mom on it because she's a teacher. And like I just feel like everything's relatable. So kudos to her and the team. I feel like I said, everything's overdue. They should have been winning an award, especially Tyler. Shirley Ralph. She won an award. Was it a Golden Globe or was it another award or Oscar?
It wasn't an Oscars or for movies. So
not Oscar.
Probably
it, Emmy. Globe. It was Emmy.
Okay.
There you go. So kudos to them. It's definitely overdue. Long
would you
overdue.
Say that Abbott Elementary is the Black Office? and for like of this this generation?
Well, one disclosure, I've never watched The Office.
I didn't care for The Office.
I'm dead serious.
I didn't either, but like I felt like somebody in the room has to have said they watched The Office. Yeah. You watched The Office?
Do you
watch Abbott Elementary?
No.
Damn.
Wow. Watch it.
Well, I guess it's really good.
I like the it's a certain like the way they film it, like when they look at the camera.
It's mockumentary.
Oh yeah.
I asked Nick, I like that. And I asked Justice before he passed, before he went into the abyss, and they said there's definitely parallels. Like you can see certain characters are supposed to be like Office characters, and it's the same mockumentary like setup. So.
Yeah, I was right.
I like it. I really do. I feel like it's subtle comedy. But it's also like I said, it's very relatable, and it's a lot of stuff that goes on. So, kudos to the team. I don't know she like who her writers are, but like they're amazing,
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's all pretty much us catching up on everything that happened over the break. So much, and we still got more headlines and things happening recently.
Absolutely.
On the way.
Because everything's always going on.
That's right.
Always.
After the break, we're gonna share some news, WTF news to be exact. Because people are still wilding out here. So,
of course.
We're going to do that after we come back. All that and more is on the way. So, stay tuned. Happy Thursday. Morning Commute on Brave New Radio, Vaunt League. Justin Chapman, a.k.a. Cake by the Swirl, Chocolate Stank.
Ow! It's Senor Doodoo now.
No, it's not. It's not Senor Doodoo.
Senor Doodoo. Bro, I'm feeling this music this morning. I don't know. I just woke up mad excited.
Who's behind the board?
Yeah, you're right.
Come on now.
I've been feeling mad excited waking
Starts
up this morning.
Starts playing Barney.
I love you.
You love me. Oh, Lord.
But yeah, I woke up at like 6 this morning, and I was like, dang, I'm ready for morning commute.
I know.
And I sat there. And I waited. I listened to Breakfast Club this morning, and I was like, we're better than them.
The second best morning show in the world?
Yeah, second. Second.
You said what?
He goes, we're better than them.
Yeah, it was like an affirmation. He needed a mirror. It was a self-affirmation.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to get into WTF News. Chap, what is WTF News, King?
WTF News is... You know, we got some crazy stuff going on in the world. So it's just some crazy news that really you really don't hear about, but we got to talk about so we can have some lighter piece of information in the morning.
News 12 don't want to put this on the air, but we will.
Of course. Because we're different. We're built different.
Mm-hmm. Stands for what the flip.
What the flip?
That's a good one, Bella.
Oh, God.
That's a knee slapper.
How long you been writing that one?
I've been thinking about this since middle school.
He's been waiting for her moment to shine.
Right. You failed.
All right. Well, damn. That's all we got.
Apologize.
Dead air.
Coffee back.
Oh, my God, Bella. Oh, my God. You're about to hear me.
All right. This story is crazy, but that's a given being that it comes from Florida. A Florida woman claimed that I don't know if I can say this, a pipe found protruding from her vagina during a strip search.
What?
Was actually a sex toy. So pretty much they found a...
Pipe's a pan?
Certain... Pied Piper?
Peter Piper?
Right. They found a pipe in her vagina, and she claimed that it was a sex toy. She was taken into custody in Florida after she failed to show up for court for shoplifting charges.
Bro!
Wait. So she shoplifted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't go to court. So they went to go find her?
I believe so. She was being processed at Pinellas County Jail, and a body scan revealed an anomaly in her genital area.
Oh, okay. Because I'm about to say, did they like see something poking out? And you're like, we need to check you, ma'am.
What is that?
So when officials conducted a strip search of the suspect, they found that a glass blank pipe was protruding from the defendant's vagina. And then they allegedly removed the contraband from her, and they intentionally threw it on the ground and stepped on it in an effort to destroy the evidence to prove that this is exactly what it was. She tried to explain after that it was actually a sex toy, despite the fact that you could clearly see what it was and you could see the what it contained, I guess. And then she was also charged with possessing contraband in a county detention facility and tampering with evidence in connection with the incident. And then she was held behind bars after failing to post the $3,500 bail.
And she's getting hit with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, it's funny, but it's
she
not
hit
funny.
Something. All right.
I can just imagine this lady like being dragged off, like this is sex toy, this is sex toy. Yeah,
this is crazy.
But we're twins, actually,
and it comes from Florida. But
jail.
This is a crazy story from Florida, and this is a crazy situation. But I do feel like this game, that this story deserves a game of
relatable. Oh.
Guess what race it is? Woo! All right.
That's a white lady. What are you talking about?
Relax. Let me give you clues. Damn it. Oh. Guess what race it is? All right. A Florida woman hit a crack pot. Oops. Well.
It's out there.
Okay.
The secret's out.
She cracked me up. Hit a pipe in her vagina while she was already supposed to be in court. Chat, guess what race she is?
I'm going to go for what is white.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
All right, producer Aria, woman from Florida, pipe found in her vagina.
White lady.
She's a shoplifter.
She's a white lady.
She's like, I know.
Aria Shore.
I know.
Aria Shore. All right, producer Bella.
Yeah.
Florida woman, pipe in her vagina. Guess what race she
what
is?
What part of Florida?
That's Pensacola. A great question.
Better say.
Tampa.
Let me see. I'll tell you. Clearwater, Florida.
Ooh. That. Oh.
Clearwater. You know
what
people.
What is white? Yeah.
Those are your final answers? It's white all across
Hispanic,
the board?
But I don't know about Clearwater.
Is it white all across the board?
Yes.
Yeah.
The correct answer is white.
We're going all in the color!
The woman's name is Carmella Ann Maines.
Oh, not Carmella! Why?
Come on, Carmella.
Why'd you have
you
to
know
be
better.
One of
Come
better
on. Carmella. There was other ways to get past it. I could teach you. Could taught you.
Excuse me. Smuggling is your thing. You're from Jersey City.
I don't smuggle. Yo,
we do. Trenton is murders.
No, we're murders. Y'all are smuggling.
No, no, no.
I literally just met the guy indicted on drug charges.
Well, you know what? I'll go live in Jersey City for where you live in Trenton.
Okay. I like that.
Word.
You're both going to end up on the news.
Said, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Morning commute. It's Bella and Aria. Headlines.
Guess what just
Two
happened,
black
guys.
Men dead.
Oh, my God.
Morning commute. Bella and Aria. Unfortunately, our host will not be able to join us tonight.
Yeah, they're gone. They're not.
You need a seminar. How to hide your pipe without putting it in your vagina. Well, you can put it in your
butthole. Why do you guys keep saying the V word?
What's the
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What's the story? We've talked. We've now talked about weapons in the chicken.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that.
Pipes in
what?
The vagina.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were still talking.
Pipes in the poom poom.
That's it right there. Pipe in the poom poom. That's it right there.
That's it. Episode title right
that's
there.
That's it right there, baby.
That's crazy.
Pipes in the poom poom. That should be a song.
Pipes in the poom poom. Pipes in the poom poom. All right.
Is this your new song?
We're going to make that a song.
Yeah. We're going to mix that and Chase
Can you
studio.
Sing it like the Yams one, Chap?
Pipes in the poom poom.
Yeah. No, I'll fix it up so that sounds better. I got you.
And you got to get some moans in there. Like,
Jail. No.
Bro, We'll talk about it off air. After the break, we're playing the impossible pop quiz.
Is it impossible?
Yeah, it's impossible because you know why? No one. And I mean no one has beat this challenge. So by default, me and Vaughn keep the title belt. Well, really me. I keep the title belt because I kind of got the most right when I did it. So I don't care.
Kind of?
I don't care. Oh, don't do that.
I don't want to go
don't
there.
Do that.
The key word is kind of. You didn't win. So no one's
I didn't
so
win,
you're
but
a loser.
Technically I got the most right, so I keep you know, it. I don't want to hear it. You're fired.
Second place is first to lose.
You're fired. Okay. However,
that's a
if
great
you think
philosophy.
You can be the first to beat this challenge, call us up at 973-720-2738. Again, that number is 973-720-2738. Call your smartest friend and tell them that we're doing the possible pop quiz in the next couple of minutes. It's worse than Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, to be honest. But don't miss it. We're up next. Here we go.
Morning Commute on Brave New Radio. Vaughn Leak and Justin Chapman. Good morning.
Yes, sir. We are here.
2023, baby.
Yes, sir. New year, new me.
Do people really, like, is that really, like, how much do people really change in the span of a year?
They definitely don't change. I just got to say that. It's like baptism. You ever had baptism?
I got baptized.
But do you feel like you're different? I don't think you're different.
That was like 10 years. That was like when I was 10 years old.
But you see, we did it as kids. Like, we really didn't know what it meant. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're all the same people. Same
True.
Thing with the year.
We're just same little.
You're messed up person in 2022. You're messed up person in 2023.
Nefarious philanderers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't co-sign. Right now, hey, what are we doing? It's time for Impossible Pop Quiz.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Why do you like Impossible Pop Quiz so much? You never pass.
I know, but I was close. I was the closest one. I don't care what nobody says. I was the closest one. And y'all didn't give me one of the points. I remember.
Because I don't remember what it was, and the producers can fact check. You cheated.
Definitely out of it. Y'all got to fact check, producers.
You cheated.
I didn't cheat. But yes, I'm so excited because nobody has ever beat Impossible Pop Quiz. What is Impossible Pop Quiz? Impossible Pop Quiz is 10 questions, and you have a minute to answer those 10 questions, and nobody, as we said, has beat this challenge. And every Thursday we do this.
It's not true.
Do we not?
It's not true.
It is not?
No.
Okay, maybe I lied. I think the producer need to fact check that too.
We can start doing it. Do we just create something just now?
Hey man. See? Create mine.
That's right. Look, that's the new year, new me. On the spot. All right. Nobody ever has passed this challenge, not even Albert Einstein, but we have a caller on the line who thinks that that they're going to be able to do it today. Hello, what's your name?
Keyword things.
Hi, my name is Fatima.
Hello, Fatima. Hey. I like that. Oh, Fatima.
That's a nice name.
Right. Hmm. What is that, if you don't mind me asking?
To be honest, I don't know. That's my middle name. I just go by it.
Okay.
Okay. We love that.
Chat, what's your middle name?
We're not going to do that on air, okay?
Okay, whatever.
We're definitely not going to
We're going to find that out before the end of 2023.
No, you will not.
Fatima, why do you think you are fit to pass the Impossible Pop Quiz? What makes you think you've got what it takes?
I don't know. Maybe my GPA.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, what's your GPA, huh?
Maybe it dropped, but it should be above 3.0.
Okay.
Both of our GPAs are above 3.0, Fatima.
Hey,
so.
Hey.
All right, Fatima, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Best of luck.
All right.
Here we go.
Thank you.
We're going to start the timer in 3, 2, 1. What's the rarest color M&M?
Blue.
What is the name of the song that Queen Elsa sings as she built her ice castle in the movie Frozen?
Let It Go.
Which European nation was said to invent hot dogs?
Pass.
What genre of music did Taylor Swift start in?
Repeat that.
What genre of music did Taylor Swift start in?
Country.
30 seconds. What's the fastest land animal in the world?
Cheetahs.
How many stripes does Adidas have in his logo?
3.
Who was the first Disney princess?
Pass.
What is the tiny piece at the end of a shoelace called?
15 seconds.
Pass.
What band was Harry Styles in before his solo career?
One Direction.
How many weeks are in a year?
52.
5. Or, all right, you want to go back? We'll go back. What's European? Nope, time's up. I tried to go back for you. Okay. All right. It's okay. It's all right. So you all automatically didn't pass, but let's see how many you did get right. Let's go through the questions real quick. You want to start number one? What's the rarest color M&M? Fatima, you said blue. The answer is brown.
Brown.
Why the brown got to be rare?
You see?
It's almost Black History Month.
Right, exactly. I'm going to email them. They need to change that. Let's change that. Question two was, what is the name of the song that Queen Elsa sings as she builds her ice castle in the movie Frozen? And everybody knows it's Let It Go. Let It Go.
Okay.
That's my sound.
Which European nation was said to invent hot dogs? Did she pass this one? Did you pass this one?
I passed this one.
This
yeah.
was Germany. The answer
this
was Germany.
Germany. Not gonna lie, I didn't know this one. What genre of music did Taylor Swift start in? You got this one right. Country.
Mm-hmm.
Meow.
What's the fastest land animal in the world? You got the correct answer. It was cheetah.
How many stripes does Adidas have in his logo? You got that right. You said 3.
Who was the first Disney princess? Did you pass?
I think she passed.
I passed that.
Take
yeah.
a guess. I'm gonna let you guess.
I wish I could tell
don't
you.
Don't think too,
really
too hard. Don't think too hard. I promise, don't think too hard.
All right, let me just say Snow White.
So yes.
Oh,
yes.
See?
It was Snow White?
Yes, it was Snow White.
Ooh, nice.
What's a tiny piece at the end of a shoelace called?
I passed that. Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
It's an aglet.
Oh, yeah. It was in that Phineas and Ferb song,
I'm telling you, the Phineas and Ferb was the keys. You know they're bringing back Phineas and Ferb?
Exactly. You gotta know the song. You gotta know the song. Come on.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Question number 9 was, what band was Harry Styles in before his solo career? Now, if nobody knows this, come on now. Because there was too many fangirls to not know this. But you got this right. One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
And last question, how many weeks are in a year? Did she answer?
Yeah.
I did. 52.
Yes.
Yeah, she got this one right.
So you got 1, 2... 3, 4, 5'6" correct. That's more than. That's not.
It's not more than me. Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
How much does Aria get? We have to call Aria back in here.
Aria got like 2. Cut it out.
We have to. All right. Real quick, Fatima, what you didn't pass, but convince your friends, all your friends, to do the Impossible Pop Quiz. And real question, real quick, what are you doing the rest of today on your Thursday morning? Or like, what are you doing right now?
I just got Starbucks. So I'm heading to class. That's how my morning goes.
What class?
It should be an acting class, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Well, tell them that
you failed.
Yeah, tell them that you failed, so they have lowered their expectations for the class.
Yeah, they're going to kick me out probably after that, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a hard right. class, huh?
Appreciate you for tapping in, Fatima.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for making this part of your morning commute. So nobody has passed.
Nobody's passed.
But if you think failed. You have what it takes, we can start making this a Thursday thing. Did we just invent that live? Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah, on the best.
The best college morning show in the country. No, but yeah, if you think you have what it takes to pass the Impossible Pop Quiz, you can call every Thursday. We're going to do this. 973-720-2738 is the number.
Save it.
For the Impossible Pop Quiz.
Put it as boo.
Okay.
get something started.
Stank butt.
Stank. Ah! Hey, Joe, don't take mine.
All right. We got more Morning Commute on the way. Stay tuned. Happy Thursday.
Morning Commute on 88.7 Brave New Radio with your favorite desserts. Chocolate Stink.
The Dessert Daddies.
Dessert Daddies.
2023.
Chocolate Stink and Cake Batter Swirl. Mm. Swirl. You gotta emphasize the SW. Swirl. Kudos to Fat...
Fatima.
Fatima. For,
and fat people.
What?
Bro! Because you said fat. Because I know you couldn't recognize her name. You couldn't remember her name. Because so much happened during the break.
Kudos. Yeah, a lot of things happen during the break.
Well, shout out to fat people.
Shout out to her for trying.
She's not fat. I'm just.
She's not fat.
Not at all.
Assuming. We've never seen her before.
Kudos to her for trying the Impossible Pop Quiz. She failed, but, you know, it's kind of expected.
Oh, Aria, did you hear? Was taking shots at you?
Yeah, I heard that.
What did we say again? I couldn't.
You said.
I don't know. You're the one that said it, chap.
I know, but I things go through my head really quickly, so I might have forgot about
you
it.
You said that Aria only.
What's your name
two
again,
correct.
Actually?
What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name?
What's your name? Whoa. See, the backup singer is always there. It's always there.
Always.
Be in our news?
No! Not today. No, all right, I'll do it today.
No
it's, the, it's the first episode of the year. I'll do
it's
it
It's funny because we don't have any news. The news will start till next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always news.
You'll hear
you
me on Mondays.
It.
Well, there's headlines.
No, it's not yet.
Come right after the break. It is Jordan year, right? Jordan,
it
right?
It is Jordan's year.
Yeah, I'm not a
sports. Hold on, wait. Are we going to sing?
This? Hey! Oh wait, let's wait to the end. Let's wait to the end.
It's
let's
the
wait
end.
To the end. No, the this end of the next hour.
Oh, okay, okay.
We leave with something good.
Come on.
You know? Something a little sexy.
It is Jordan year.
What did she start?
2023. Aren't you going to be 20? Well, you turned 22. 22 over the break.
Yeah.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
Feeling
22. Taylor actually contacted me on my birthday.
No way.
Yeah, we actually have proof.
Taylor.
Swift?
We'll post it later.
Swift, gotcha.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, Rob definitely texted me on my birthday. Tay-Tay hit me and she was like, you're feeling 22? Happy birthday.
So love you. Tay.
And then I was like, you got time to, you know, go out for drinks? She was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm busy with my other...
Right. With my boyfriends.
Right. My other 20
she
exes.
She said one boyfriend.
It's not true. No. I can name 5 exes,
no, like,
Taylors. In the past multiple years.
Yeah, boyfriend?
This is like her longest boyfriend
three
she's been with.
3 albums? Yeah.
That's a shame.
3 albums worth of the same boyfriend? Go Taylor.
Oh, snap.
I have a question, guys.
Oh, sookie, sookie.
And
now.
This just came out of the blue. How many exes do you think is too much? Like, if somebody came up to you and was like, I have 12 exes.
Like, at
it
my
depends.
Age?
Yeah, how old?
At my age right now?
Our age right
you're
now.
Counting, too. They're like, oh, that one when I was 12? No.
When I was 11?
I don't count real relationships until after high school. Anything in middle school, I don't count.
You mean like during high school?
Yes, like freshman year of high school
I
to
agree.
Now.
I agree. But I also think that like if you date somebody, say like your freshman year, I don't think it's that deep.
7 years. I mean seven exes.
You're 14, 15 years old. Now that I'm 19, I'm like all the stuff that I thought was like so serious then like it's really not that deep.
Yeah, but I feel like you could have a real relationship your freshman year of high school.
It depends. I've seen some people.
I agree.
Through.
It like, depends
I know, like,
on
four
like
people that are getting married.
Some people just
yeah.
fresh.
I
for
just
me.
Got a wedding invite from someone who's been with their significant other since high school. Really? Like yesterday, I was like, oh my god, I'm getting old.
For me, it's weird because one of my exes I was with from middle school into high school. Mm. So like, Jesus. And there was longevity there. So like, that's I count that, you know. But I think my answer is seven. I think seven at. We're all, how old are we in here? Like from 19 to 22?
Yeah.
I think like seven.
I think
what the hell are you doing?
Four.
I was about to say, I'd give it a 4 or 5. I'm not going to lie. Because if you're over that, you're telling me like.
If you're over that, that means that you don't know how to be without a relationship. You don't know how to be by yourself.
Okay.
Which.
Like, I don't want baggage like that.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, that's like.
Oh my gosh. Scott Pilgrim.
My answer? I think probably like 5, 6 as well.
5, 6, why?
Like, 1, 2, 3.
Why?
Because, like, it depends how long you've had them, too. Like, you're just with people for, like, every 3 months and then dump next. Like, come on.
Hey.
Yeah, that's weird.
I just feel like if I just... Go ahead.
I just got a text message because I said... I did a relationship from middle school to high school, and so then the person texted me was like, "You didn't mention your high school and college." I thought that was a given though, because I said that because we were saying middle school and early high school don't count. That's why I said that. Obviously, the high school and the college don't count.
But yeah, because you were just saying like that continues on.
Yeah,
you weren't saying how long your relationship was.
Yeah, so get your ish right.
Right, come on now, learn how to be in a relationship, guys. And if you're not ready, don't do it. Don't be forced. Don't peer pressure anybody into a relationship.
I said don't do it just because, like, you want one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You should not be in a relationship until you're ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah. Look at Bella. See?
Talk your talk.
Right.
That's why she's single.
Our producers.
Right?
That's why they have no man.
Yo. I choose to not have a man.
That's what I said. Oh, okay. I said that's why you're not in a relationship.
I like the single Pringle life.
It's independent.
Have y'all, how many relationships have y'all been in?
Zero.
If you're counting after high school, zero.
So you have
if you're counting my whole life,
like if you're counting
zero.
If you're counting one. My college experience, zero.
Zero.
Why, though? Is it because you don't want to, or is you're not?
I wanted to, but my dad had a rule that I couldn't date till I was 16, and, like, everybody was scared of my older brothers.
I broke the rule.
And then, like, by the time I turned 16, I was like, dang, these are my options, so. Like,
not dang, these are my options.
Where'd you go to school?
High standards?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your ideal guy?
Well, I date to marry, so I'm looking for a husband.
I feel like everybody dates to marry, though.
Nah.
Or I feel like it's more popular to date anymore. To marry.
Not anymore.
Like a lot of people messing around.
Not
relationships
anymore.
To marry. Maybe not
no,
dating,
because
dating,
like,
is different than relationships.
Yeah. But she's dating for a relationship.
Yeah.
And that she wants
I'm not dating just a date. Like, so I don't want to date you just to date you for, like, how many years. I want if I'm dating you, there's got to be a ring.
But I don't think that people date and just have the expectation, like, eventually we're going to break up. People date.
People do. All the time.
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you not know, like, I feel like for Ariana's age, like, this, like, 2003 and up, like, hookup culture is, like, the biggest thing right now.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not.
And, like, people will be, like, in the talking stage
with,
for,
like,
5 years.
People. Yeah.
No, but, like, for, like, a year and be like, oh, but we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Yes, you are, bro. You just have commitment.
We just go to the movies sometimes and just, like,
we just
hang,
like,
out. Like, no. What
literally
are, you
are
doing?
With each other every day and we tell each other I love you.
People are afraid of commitment.
They are.
If you're scared of commitment, call 973. Let's talk about it.
Yes.
Sincerely.
Can't help you out.
Are you going to give the campus police number? Like,
I'm screaming.
Oh, Lord.
They'd be like, hello?
University police.
Yeah, I'm scared of commitment.
Okay, we'll be right over.
Yeah. There you go. Nah, call in, though. I look, you want to hear it. I look, you want to hear it. 973-720-2738. Mm-hmm. Let us know how you feel about your commitment issues.
Yes,
we want to hear about it. We might relate. Vaunt.
Chat.
I'm playing them.
I'm great.
He's going to fire me, guys.
After the break, won't be the first time. Another co-host, Spice the Test. After the break, we got headlines. We're talking about the Oscar nominations just came in. Plus, who's pregnant and what major brand just changed up all their marketing? And people, why are people sensitive? All that and more is on the way, so stay tuned. Happy Thursday. Morning Commute on Brave New Radio, Vaunt League, and Justin Chapman. Good morning.
Good morning. You know that song remind me of? You know the SpongeBob scene when he's in his house? The speakers. I forgot the song you're playing, but that song.
With the
me of that.
Lights?
Yeah.
The jellyfish
race. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Yes.
La, 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 la. I think we should recreate that.
More
we'll,
than
we'll
a
take
pet,
that,
you're my best friend.
And then we'll
friend.
Take that song.
This year, we're Game making a Morning Commute album. The first, the single off of it is going to be Pipe in the Poom Poom.
Oh my gosh.
And then the second song is gonna be
the They should just be the names of the episodes that we do.
Yo, truly. don't put your weapon in the chicken. Pipe in the Poom Poom.
Yo.
We legendary.
Definitely legendary. It's gonna be platinum. Platinum records.
Let me see, what are some crazy episodes of ours that like we could make like song titles?
One guy, what does he have? He has like the light skin song, then he has like the Hispanic.
Which one?
I have to find them. He was on TikTok for a long time.
Okay, ready? So the album is going to be 7 tracks.
Seven tracks, okay.
And I have to choose if our morning commute episode is going to go, what's this? Pipe in a Poom Poom.
Pipe in a Poom Poom.
Pipe in a Poom Poom is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your weapon in the chicken.
Don't put your weapon in the chicken.
You want to tussle.
Oh, you want to tussle? That's a good episode.
Grow.
Do we have to put Girl in there?
Yes. Melanin Magic.
Melanin Magic, for sure.
That's a great song.
For sure.
Get Your Pelvis in Order.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my favorite episodes. I'm just saying that.
Big Head.
Big Head. That's 7.
And that's 7? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
We should be out of deluxe.
We'll have a deluxe.
Bonus feature.
So, anyway, Chad, we got headlines?
Yes, we do. Sorry, I take a little drink of my
your little sip sip?
My little sippy sip. On Monday, M&M's announced that they are their spokes M&M's candies, which is the little avatars that be in their commercials and stuff.
Why did I think you were talking about
M&M? M&M. No, not M&M rapper. They said they will pause those spokes candies indefinitely after Fox News' Tucker Carlson attacked the brand for minor changes. For example, the green M&M, which was changed to have sneakers instead of go-go boots, and the brown M&M changed from stilettos to low black heels. And Carlson claimed that M&M will not be completed until all the spokes candies looked androgynous and completely turned off. And then M&Ms will have equity.
Enough!
M&M reported their statement by saying Maya Rudolph, which I love her, will be the new spokesman for M&M, and she will debut at the Super Bowl. This is the statement that they actually put out on their Instagram, and they said, "America, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We aren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even the candies' shoes can be polarizing, which is the last thing M&M's wanted since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies. In their place, we are proud to introduce a new spokesperson America can agree with, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Ms. Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels they belong."
Enough.
Enough. Why do you say enough?
I'm so sick of this whole, like, what
woke
people
culture.
Are. Yes, this woke culture. This was like, yo, I remember we were talking about, like, Pepe Le Pew was like getting like canceled, like not a got like a damn cartoon character.
So yeah. Ridiculous.
Like, what is going on?
I get it in some instances, but this one right here, I feel like it was just not.
Like, Pepe Le Pew got needed. Canceled for like what was considered like sexual like motions. It's a cartoon character. Now M&M's is crazy. This is not even these the candies themselves are not. Turning me on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently they're turning somebody on. I don't know.
I think that's someone else's
Tucker
problem.
Carlson gonna get together.
No, that was absolutely thing. Hilarious.
Yes. No.
Woke M&M's have returned. Have you heard that sound?
No.
It's funny.
I don't know. I feel like they're doing.
They're running
way
out of
the green M&M got her boots back. Right. He had this.
So it was because
she lightened them up.
He wanted them to be, what is it?
Androgynous. He wanted them all to look the same, basically.
No.
Basically, genderless M&Ms.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Were they offending M&Ms. People?
I guess.
Apparently, they're offending him.
How come this one has a girl's voice, but it has regular shoes on? Like, what is that? Like, what are we talking about here?
I don't know. I felt like he was trolling low key.
The world is too woke. The world is like, it's. I can't deal with it.
It's crazy because Skittles, who's owned by the same company of M&M's, they like release them near like RIP, like rest in peace the spokes candies of M&M. Like, come on now.
In a couple years, people gonna be like, oh, Maya Rudolph, like she. She looks more like she looks more like a Skittle than M&M.
Right.
Like,
shut up.
It's just always something.
There you go.
Just shut up. Just like, shut I up. Don't understand people. No. The end. It's end of story.
The end. Lord. But speaking of Maya Rudolph and an amazing actors and actresses, the Oscar nominations came out. Now, we're all familiar with the Oscars and how last year they slapped. And so let's go through some of the nominees.
It was bomb.
Right. I've been writing that one since middle school.
Yeah, my wife's name.
Oh, now I can see you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this, I don't,
this vision, my vision is obstructed.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about some of the nominees. Actor in a leading role. We have Austin Butler for Elvis, Colin Farrell for The Banshees of Inisherin, Brandon Fraser for The Whale, Paul Mescal for Aftersun, and Bill Nighy for Living. All I know.
Bill Nighy?
No, I don't know how to, N-I-G-H-Y. But I don't want to say what I how I feel that's pronounced. Best actor in a supporting role, Brendan Gleeson, Brian Tyree Henry, Judd Hirsch, Barry Keoghan, and Ki Hoo Kwan for Everything Everywhere All at Once. I know you guys, the producers, were talking about Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Sweep Everything
Actress in a leading role, Cate Blanchett for Tar, Ana de Armas for Blonde, Michael Yao for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Michelle Williams for The Fablemans, Andrea Riseborough for To Leslie. Actress in a supporting role, Angela Bassett, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
I still haven't seen it.
What? You're crazy.
It came out during final season and no one wanted to see it with me afterwards.
Go watch that. That's a great movie.
I know.
And she played that role. She plays every one of her roles. But that role reason. Right there.
Are you going to go take me to see it? Pop up?
I'll pull it up on bootleg for you.
Ain't no reason Angela Bassett should be 64 and still looking as good as she is.
She's like, why?
Come on.
Man, let's cut this out right
Black
now.
Don't
Black
crack.
Don't crack.
Talk about it.
Punch your back.
I'm trying to. My back is healed, thank you very much. And my pelvis.
Is it really?
Yes.
Let's go to your doctor and see.
Best Picture, All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fablemans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Woman Talking, Triangle of Sadness. I think Elvis is going to take home a lot of Oscars.
The Elvis movie?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that because I don't like Elvis.
I didn't care for it. It was just long, and I feel like the last 30 minutes just dragged.
I feel like it's just because it's Baz Luhrmann, like, it's going to do really well.
But also because, like, Austin Butler is, like,
stuck.
Really on the come up. What?
Yeah.
He's stuck with that accent. You saw the Vanessa Hudgens comment? Yeah.
We got someone on our live saying, nobody's watching the Oscars without a Will Smith, Chris Rock cage match.
Yeah, you can't. You can't, like.
For a fact.
You can't.
You want to tussle?
You want to tussle?
Yeah, I can't wait till Von Leek host the Oscars. Got to see what he brings.
And then you're just going to walk up on the stage and slap me?
Boom!
Keep my co-host name out your effing mouth.
Cake Batter Swirl, please. Spare me.
Spare me.
Have mercy.
Hey, yo. But it was one of the options up there, Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of people say it's a good movie.
That
one,
I'm
not into those movies, but like, did y'all watch it?
I loved it.
No,
I
sir.
I loved it. It just felt
three
like,
times?
Like when Harry Styles said about his own movie,
Dunkirk?
It's like a movie. Oh. That's literally how I felt about Top Gun. I was like, it's just a movie.
Top Gun's not like a great movie. It's just like the perfect summer movie.
Yeah.
Like, it ended the way you wanted it to end. Like, I saw it at the Warwick Drive-In. So, like, your
ooh,
friend.
That's a great place.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's a great place.
That is so lovely.
Not a sponsor.
It was
just
a good summer movie. Mom and dad.
George and Nancy?
Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah.
We were like,
I went like three times. I still haven't seen Avatar though.
Yeah, I don't have 4 hours to spare
Black
like
Panther.
That.
Have you seen the first Avatar?
Years ago.
We love you, Jimmy.
I saw the new Avatar twice.
Yeah, she got time like that.
I just love it.
I don't have 4 hours to spare for Avatar.
It's three.
I saw it the other day. And
it's
3 hours
and 58
minutes.
Wait.
Yes.
So it's actually not that long. But you know what's crazy? So we went to go see it with
you
SCTV.
You hear that a lot, don't you?
Shut up. And I thought it was Avatar with the little white boy with the arrow on his head.
No, so we have like, a clip of me saying that.
It's the Blue Man Group.
So I've never seen the first.
It's the Blue Man Group.
I've never seen the first Avatar, so I wouldn't know what was going on in the second Avatar. But surprisingly, like, that movie was mad.
Rewind,
good.
Rewind.
It's
you
so good.
You thought you were seeing Aang because that last Christmas
Water.
Episode we have, when we were talking about movies, and Nick was yelling at me the whole morning commute. You guys are talking, and he's like, "It's the blue people, bro." And you were there,
bro. I never thought about Avatar. Like, I just every time I hear Avatar,
the
I think
last
of,
Airbender,
I think of a little white boy with the arrow on his head, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that show. So when we went to see it, I was
You're
like, dang,
out.
This is actually good. It's actually great.
I love Avatar.
Yeah, now I'm a fan.
The blue one,
the blue. Y'all like the blue one?
It's okay.
The blue one's good.
I love
that movie
blue
was good.
Jake but Sully.
You should go see it. You should go see it.
If you're taking me, pop up.
The bootleg, what I say, bootleg. More news, Krishan Rock, well, we've all heard about this, but the girlfriend or not-so-girlfriend of artist Blueface just announced the other day on Instagram that she's expecting a baby.
Come on now.
And she announced on Instagram by posting three pregnancy tests. Not one, not two, but three. Had to make sure. Results and saying, I'm so overwhelmed right now because I'm deciding to keep it. Many assume that the father is obviously Blueface, but he says otherwise. Blueface went to Twitter and he said exactly this. Right, let me read it. He said, Rock has had encounters with 10 different men in the last year. Until I see a DNA test, then it's not mine. That's not it, though. To answer y'all questions, yes, me and Rock are officially done. It's strictly business. I tried it and completely wasn't given before she announces. She's pregnant with somebody else's child, not mine. I love to catch an MF lying with substantial evidence. It's such sweet victory. And Rock responded back to his comments a few days later saying Blueface was just being a clown, quote unquote, that's verbatim. And she doesn't even have 10 bodies.
In 1 year?
In 1 year.
Damn.
I don't know.
I am not sorry.
That whole relationship, we can talk about for hours because it's just a lot going
messy,
on with that.
Messy.
Definitely, it's beyond messy. Beyond messy. They're going to make a documentary about that one day. I feel it.
He's going to be like, Blueface, baby.
Yeah. Blueface babies.
Apparently. Plural? She said she want to have twins. And I was like, girl.
She what? Plural? Girl.
I don't know. But congrats to her. Hopefully the baby doesn't have to see all the stuff that's going on with that. Hey, yo. But that's all we have in headlines for today. Again, watch the Oscars. Keep on with Blueface and see what's happening. I'm looking for this DNA test because I want to see if it's actually his baby.
Enough with the Oscars. I'm excited for the Grammys in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually not excited for the Grammys.
Why not?
Why?
Because it's the
same. Could you not nominate it?
No, I mean, yeah, that too. But it's the same old. I feel like the people that should be winning.
We know who's going to win.
The scammies.
Yeah,
the scammies.
So, I still watch it though.
We'll stay updated on that and see who got cheated out on the award.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking forward to that.
There we go. We got more Morning Commute on the way, so stay tuned. Happy Thursday. Post Malone and Doja Cat on Brave New Radio. Morning Commute with Von Leek and Justin Chapman. Good morning. Pick a mic. Sorry.
Right here. You tried to shut me, tried to mute me, tried to censor me.
Tried to block the blessings that Jesus has had for us on today.
Come on. This is new year, new vaunt,
Black
new Justin, new stinks.
Wait a minute.
New candies.
What did you just tell me before we... Well, first of all, good morning to everybody. Thank you for listening. It's time for a segment that we're calling What's On Your Mind, Bro. This is pretty much where we just, you know, get it off our chest. Talk about some things, vent, rant, however you want to, you know. It's Thursday morning, and you know, some people's days don't always start off peaceful. So this is your opportunity and ours to call in. Number is 973-720-2738. Again, 973-720-2738. And you know, just tell us how you're feeling. Tell us what you're going through. Good, bad, ugly. You know, maybe your professor's pissing you off, or maybe you don't want to wash the dishes and your mom's bothering you.
Maybe you should wash the dishes. Uh-huh. Let me just say that. Maybe you should wash dishes. Maybe you're dirty. Maybe you're just adding to the clutter. I'm just saying.
This isn't like, and I wanted to tell this story. The producers had to go to class.
Because they're good students.
I wanted to tell, we're skipping right now. I had an 8 a.m. and a 9 a.m. No. I wanted to tell the story while they're here, but I guess we'll still tell it now. Chap, I want to tell you about something that my father and I did.
Ooh.
Over the
father son time,
over the break. So, a family friend of ours died. So,
okay, wait, great way to start.
Yeah, you know, a family friend of ours died. So we were gonna go to the funeral.
Okay.
On Facebook, we saw that the posts, all like a bunch of posts, said that the funeral or the viewing starts at 10 a.m. So 10 a.m. comes, we go to the funeral home. The parking lot is empty, and the doors are locked.
Okay.
So we see some, like, I guess some funeral worker leaving the funeral home, like, oh, the viewing starts at 12. This is very weird because the posts that we saw were the guy's dad, like, and brother, an actual family. We saw the viewing was at 10, whatever.
Right.
So we left, came back at noon. There were people there. There was, like, a viewing going on. So we went. We go in. We sign the book. We get in line. And my dad and I are looking.
Okay.
And we don't see anybody that we recognize. So my dad looks up, like, because we're in the line to go see the body. My dad looks up and whispers to me, "We're at the wrong funeral."
You were at the wrong funeral.
We went to the
wrong person. Was it black people at least?
Yes, it was black people. We didn't stick out. It was a really black area in Trenton. But, like, we went to the wrong person's funeral. So we had to go up and like say like send our condolences to the body because we weren't just about to get out of line.
Of course.
And then we left and was like, yo, what happened? My dad just got the date wrong. It's Saturday coming, not this Saturday. But like
we should have signed a book.
We signed a strange bro, I had to say a rest in peace to an old dead black guy.
Wow.
But like I'm going to go to a party one day and say that we're going to play two truths, one lie. I'm going to say I shifted my pelvis. I went to the wrong person's funeral and I got COVID and COVID will be the lie. How do you go to the wrong person's funeral? Bro. Them people was probably looking at it like, who? And I signed that man's book. They're going to read that book and be like, oh, who's Vaughn and Tariq Leek?
Right.
My God.
Who are these strangers? Nah, that's crazy. And it's crazy because that's only a one in like a million chance that could ever happen. But
yeah, we got the right funeral home, just the wrong week.
You know, Vaughn and his father are funeral hoppers.
I'm telling you.
You'll see him at your next funeral.
Better say, don't throw no funerals no time soon. Right. We'll be there.
He's going to be right there signing your book.
We'll be there. Wait, what's on your mind?
Well, I have some beef with the Lyft right now, I'm not gonna lie. Because if you know me, I don't have a car, but I do take Lyfts here and there. I do drive, but I just don't have a car. So Lyft just posted something the other day saying that they're adding a wait time fee, right? So they're giving, I think they already give a 5 minute leeway time, but now they're giving a 2 minute leeway time, and then every minute after that, they're charging like some standard fee for like how long you take to get to the car. I just don't agree with that, and I feel like I'm very pissed because if you ever take Lyft, you already know the issue sometimes. Like the driver, he says he's there, but he's actually not there. He's like around the corner. So like now they're like really trying to charge me extra when the driver's not there, or the driver be doing all types of, you know, lollygagging stuff, not following the directions. I just feel like that's not for broke people like me. That shouldn't be an option. I feel like we should give a fee when they're not following directions or when they're not there on time, because sometimes it takes 6 minutes and it's taking 15 minutes to get there.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I'm really upset about that. And I don't know, Lyft gonna hear some words. I already read the comments on Instagram the other day, and like people were going off, and they're like, "Yeah, this is nonsense. The driver's not getting no tip. I'm not doing Lyft 2023." I'm like, "Well, I can't say that I'm still gonna do Lyft, but I just don't want to pay no wait time fee."
I feel the same way, and we discussed this before we went on break in December. I usually when you go to a barber, if you cancel like within like maybe like 3 hours or 24 hours, there's a fee.
Yeah.
But he canceled on me maybe 2 hours before, and then, like, I didn't end up having to pay anything because I didn't go get a haircut, but, like, what if I was getting married the next day?
Right.
What am I supposed to do? So I feel like that is a problem that, like, you know, services expect you to be timely and, like, exactly. Do all these things, like, appropriately, but then, like, it's not the same vice versa, and I don't rock with that neither.
Right, right. So what we're going to do is we're going to boycott Lyft in front of their headquarters.
Wow.
You can expect me there. You can expect more to commute there because I'm dragging Vaughn with me, and we're gonna boycott altogether. You heard it here first, Thursday, January 26th, by the very own Chocolate Stink and Cake Batter Swirl. We're going to protest against Lyft.
I've never taken a Lyft, to be honest with you.
Really? You should take it. It's an experience.
Why would I do that? You just told me not to.
Well, like it's a nice ride. It's just that fee is just, you know, not good right now, to be honest. More things for me. I'm getting my
going through it.
Yeah, I'm actually going through it right now. I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled next Thursday, and I'm low key a little freed because I'm getting all of them pulled, all four of them. And I just know I'm finna be in a lot of pain. So nobody call me. Don't like anybody call me anyway. But nobody call me.
You don't got to announce that.
Nobody call me. Nobody talk to me because I'm definitely going to be in so much pain. And I'm, well, they're going to put me on some type of drugs. I don't know what they're going to do. But yeah, so I won't be here next Thursday because that's my operation. But pray for me. I'm probably going to go on live before and talk to the doctor.
What time is that?
Say hi. 9 a.m. in the morning. So yeah, I have pain in the morning.
Can we call you? Like live on the show?
I mean, sure. Like after the operation?
No. We'll call you after. How long do those operations usually take?
4 hours?
Four hours? One hour for every tooth?
You're lying, bro.
Well, we'll call you before just to get it, like, feel out your anxiety. Because we'll be on the air, and then we'll call you later in the day, record it, and then play it back Monday. Yeah. Do you think you'll be good for the following Monday?
Yeah, I should be good for that day. It's just I've heard that
like surgery is crazy.
Yeah, but hey, man, I'm strong. I'm a warrior. Are you a warrior?
I tased myself yesterday,
bro.
So.
What?
Go look at my story,
bro.
It's on my story right now.
Why did you tase yourself?
Because I'm a man.
Oh, excuse me. You see this? Von Leek is teasing himself. I think we need to contact a therapist to come over.
I was at the window, and both of our producers, Bella and Aria, they got tasers for Christmas because that's a regular Christmas gift, right? And that was sarcasm. And they were given tasers, and Aria's been flashing and like zapping hers like nobody's business for days. So one of the guys at the window, shout out Muhammad, listening right now, said that he would do it. And I was like, all right, bet. Well, my mom ain't raised no bitch, so I'm going to do it too. And so we did it. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You got it. You just got saying. It. All right. I'm not going to say I'm a chicken, but I'm not getting tased.
Lizzo said we could.
At the end of the day.
Lizzo says it.
I'm not getting tased.
If you tase me, let's make a deal. Because I said this to Muhammad yesterday, and
we're not dealing to tase each other.
Yes,
what?
I'll let you tase me if you let me tase you.
I'm not tasing you, bro.
Why not?
I'm not.
Why not? You. Better you than the cops.
I mean, yeah.
Jersey City, Trenton, you know.
Obviously, but I'm not tasing you.
I wouldn't want to.
I don't want to have nobody in that type of pain. Does it really hurt? Like, how did you feel after?
Bella's is much lighter and I guess less voltage than Aria's. I'm not trying Aria's. I think I'll go crazy. Go watch the video. It's on my story right now at Von Lee.
Did you? So that was Bella's that you have on your
story?
Yeah,
it was lighter.
Okay.
And I didn't even tase myself. Muhammad tased me, actually.
Hey,
but I let him do it. And then she was just like, oh, it's nothing. She tased herself 3 times.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Crazy.
Morning commute people are built different. Except for me. I'm not doing all that. Stop playing.
Watch the story.
I'm going to watch the story. They're going to watch the story, too.
Oh, you're on live right now.
Yeah.
We're going to
say hi, by the way.
Hey guys, yeah, no, y'all can't. I always want to go live, but if I go live on my phone, then there'll be
feedback,
which I don't like that. So we're trying to figure something out. Sure. What you can do is go on our Instagram, and we will start posting clips there, because that's happening very, very, very soon.
I'm looking at the video now of you getting tased. Oh my god! Oh, that was a little tap.
Hold on. No, I go back for a second one.
Oh, okay.
I go back for more. Round two. It's only round two with me.
Round two. At least you had some jeans on. That thing hit your skin.
Not a second time. It was. I felt it.
Nah, you felt. Is it like? It's like a quick jolt.
How do I describe? Yeah, it's like a quick. Imagine, and Aria said this. It's like. Remember when you used to pull like the trick gum?
I hated that.
It's kind of like that.
No.
Maybe a little more than that.
I hate it.
But it's really not
that,
bad.
Bro.
Like, once it's over, it's over.
I'm not going to lie. That gum traumatized me. No cap. That it traumatized. I remember somebody did that to me in, like, what was that, fourth grade?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I wanted to fight them after school. Like, why would you ever do that to somebody? That was devious. Whoever made those, you need to go to hell. That's all I got to say. You need to go to hell.
I don't know if I have anything else that I want to get off, like, that I have on my mind. Yeah, I guess because this isn't just a negative segment. This is news that I haven't announced on the air yet. I got an internship.
Okay.
Oh, wrong music. There we go.
Okay.
I got an internship. I will be in 2 weeks starting my internship as a talk programming intern at SiriusXM.
Yes, sir.
I will be helping program a lot of comedy and entertainment SiriusXM channels, including Andy Cohen's.
Okay.
So, and hopefully I'm manifesting Conan O'Brien's. O'Brien's one of my favorite late night hosts.
Yes.
So.
Now you see the episode we were talking about how you didn't get the other internships.
Yeah, this
you
is
see
God.
How God works wonders.
God always, you
Come
know.
On. Can I get an amen, somebody? Come on.
He always does things where you don't expect
Come
them.
On.
So.
Watch, your blessing that you're waiting for, that you're praying for, is about to come.
Say it again.
This week, your blessing that you've been praying for is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the way. And it's not anybody else's blessing, it's your blessing.
Say it again. Come on now.
Your blessing. We preaching this one. Come on now. Reverend Leek, Reverend Chapman.
Reverend Stank and Swirl.
Stank and Swirl? Hey, yo.
Yo. That might be it. Dessert Daddy Stank and Swirl.
We just coming up with a lot of things this morning.
Dessert Daddy Stank and Swirl.
A lot of brainstorming. But if you want to tell us what's on your mind, good, bad, ugly, sad, whatever it is, call in 973-720-2738. We want to hear from you. The phones are already off the hook, so we'll try to get to you when we can.
Right. The producers left, so we're going to try to maintain the phones on our own.
Right. 973-720-2738. What's on your mind? Tell us. We'll be back right after the break. We're going to talk about some things that are in the jam. Okay.
Ooh.
And it's not
Hips don't lie.
Morning Commute on Brave New Radio with Vaughn Leak and Justin Chapman. We're having a good morning. Look out for the album that's coming out soon. The Morning Commute album. We got to name the album. We got to come up with the name. Dessert Daddies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, and then when we drop the extended,
is the Dessert Daddies Deluxe.
Ooh, I love that.
Triple D, baby.
Look out for Dessert Daddies. Coming out on all platforms. Mm-hmm. But it's been a good morning so far. I'm not going to lie. I've been really excited.
I miss being here, man. I miss you. I'm not going to lie. I don't know when it was the first time I saw you again. I think it was last week when we linked up or something. And I was like...
We recorded.
Yes, we recorded something else. And I missed you, man. It was a good feeling seeing you.
We gave each other a big hug.
I miss seeing my dessert.
Maybe then. A kiss.
Don't tell Ayana and Alyssa.
They're hearing right now.
Damn it. They are both listening. They are definitely both listening. Good morning, Queens. Love y'all.
It's okay. It's only love.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't love with Shakira, though.
Oh, of course not.
We got to talk about this.
What happened with Shakira?
First of all, she's already been going through it because she got charges for...
Was it charges?
Yeah, for tax fraud.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot all about
it. It was like
that.
tax evasion or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I made a thing that said, like, her hips don't lie, but her W-2s do. That's what I made a video. I was like, her hips ain't lie, but her W-2s do. Well, now she's finding out that her ex is like in some. She's in a jam, is what I'm pretty much saying. So Shakira found out about her ex's alleged infidelity. She went on like tour and she found out that he was cheating or suspected cheating because she found strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam.
Mm-hmm.
Did he like.
What?
That's a thing.
We're not. No, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't. He didn't. He didn't put his peanut butter in the jam.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
He didn't put his peanut in the jam.
Because I've heard some people said they do that.
No, no peanuts in the jelly. What he did was the strawberry jam was like half gone.
Okay.
But the strawberry jam was hers, and her significant other, I guess, doesn't like strawberry jam. So there was some missing, like somebody ate some, but she knows it wasn't him because he doesn't like it.
Okay, but what if he likes it now? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all jumping to conclusions. But maybe over while she was on tour, he's like, dang, this tastes good. Let me take some out of this jar. Why we gotta jump to conclusions? Why we gotta say cheating?
If I gotta go on tour and when I come back, you telling me something else tastes good, then we got an issue. We have some problems.
So now she thinks that like he's been cheating because the jam is gone.
Yeah, these are all like rumors. I don't know why. I don't know who this man is. Let me look up if he's black. Because if he's black, this has to be fake.
I don't think he's black. I just don't think he's black.
But what do you? So what
another,
do you think?
Another guest that race.
So what do you think?
I think he's Hispanic. Maybe Hispanic. I want to say. I feel like she wouldn't date a white guy, but I could see it with a black guy. But I don't feel like she's with a black guy. It has to be Hispanic.
It's also not confirmed that he's cheating. These are the rumors. These are allegations.
Okay.
That she has made up.
Allegations, guys.
Do you really think that, like? That's honestly, first of all, that's a smart ass way to like figure out like, oh, your significant other's cheating. I think it has to suck because if out of all the ways, it's very anticlimactic.
Mm.
But like, what's something that like Yanni doesn't like to eat or drink?
Well, she's a very picky eater.
Same.
So like, she doesn't like spaghetti noodles. Like the spaghetti noodles, not.
She only
the
likes sauce. Like macaroni noodles.
Yeah, like she likes all the other pastas, but spaghetti noodles.
Why?
Now, because she just doesn't like the way it tastes. But
you can't taste them if they're covered in spaghetti sauce, right?
Look, she doesn't like the spaghetti noodles. But in my house, we make black people in general. Like I feel like that's just like a default meal, like spaghetti with ground beef and sauce, sometimes meatballs, sausages, whatever you want to throw in there. But like that's a common black household thing. And she doesn't like spaghetti noodles. So you know it's crazy. Before I left for school, I made her lasagna. I made over the top lasagna. And I know she didn't like spaghetti. I was gonna make it to like bother her, but I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do that because I'm gonna hear it. I'm gonna hear it all day. So I made her some rigatoni. And some over the top lasagna, and it was good.
So
but
what
yeah,
you
she
gonna do?
Like a lot of things.
What you gonna do if you make lasagna? If you make the spaghetti with the noodles,
I will not make spaghetti.
If you let's just say yeah, because you can't cook.
Oh, don't do that, brother.
Let's just say you make whatever spaghetti with the noodles that she not rocking with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you make what's today Thursday. You made it Wednesday night.
All right.
You come to morning commute Thursday. You go home and half of it is gone. What are you suspecting?
That's a good
question. She's a cheater. that she has some other man I wouldn't,
I wouldn't automatically assume that she's a cheater. I would ask her if like somebody came over and like she gave, because her friend could have came over, her family could have came over, she gave a plate.
She has some
over. Also, I would have asked her if she ate it. I would feel like I would have been
did
like,
you turn a new leaf?
I was like, babe, did you like at least try? Was it that good? You know my cooking good.
But, wrong. My chicken, on the other hand.
Nah, that chicken is slap. I'm not gonna lie.
Come on,
that
now.
Chicken is slap.
Do Yanni cook?
Yes, she cooks.
Who's but, the like, cook in a relationship different... though?
All right. So this is complicated because we cook two different cuisines. But she's more of a breakfast. No. You gotta ask her, to be honest.
Call in, Yanni.
You gotta ask her, because I feel like we cook two different styles. Mm-hmm. But I'm more, she said this before, but I'm more of like, I want my food to look pretty. You know, like I want it to.
So it could taste like booty butt.
No, it's not gonna taste
but
like
as long
booty
as it's presented
food.
In a fashionable, or like on a plate.
But I put my
divided
efforts.
Up into the my plate that Michelle Obama introduced. You cool?
I put my efforts into making it look pretty. On the outside. It's still going to be good.
Does it taste good, though?
Yeah.
Do you put your efforts into seasonings?
Yes, of course. Of course. Come on now. Don't do that.
The Lawry's?
Lawry's, adobo.
Adobo sazon.
Yes, everything. Everything.
Okay, just making sure.
Add a little. But she's... All right, so I do learn how to, like, season better, because I use the basic, you know, black people seasonings. But she got all types of seasoning. I'm talking about, like, honey pepper this and, like... Some steak seasoning from like Chicago, whatever. So
what is she? What is she? Not she's not just black, right?
Yeah, we're both just black, African American. But yeah, it's crazy how like she's influenced me with cooking, and like I don't know if I've influenced her, but I don't know. You gotta take her word for that.
All right, I'm gonna ask her. Hello.
Hello.
Not that. Hello.
Hello.
All right,
I need you to. Shaquana.
Hi.
And she answered.
Right? How you... Okay. I need you to set the record straight. First of all, who is the cook in this relationship? It's Yanni's girl, by the way, if you're just tuning in. I mean, it's Chap's girl, Yanni, if you're just tuning in.
We both cook.
But who is the cook?
I feel like I'm the cook.
See, that's what we're messing up there. But I cook the most, I feel.
You cook the most.
I cook the most.
You don't cook as much stuff as I cook, though.
All right, but I have my set meals.
She got more
meals.
Recipes than you.
She does have more recipes than me. I give that to her. But, like, who's cooking is better?
Mine.
All right, this is what we're going to do.
He makes a pretty plate. Like, he can make your food look real presentable. And he cooks. Like, I feel like he cooks better. Like, say if I season something, he'll probably cook it better. It'll look better than if I cook it.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Yanni, you're going to come in the show one day. And you gonna bring a meal, and Chap's gonna bring a meal.
Ooh,
it's funny
breakfast?
That I'm calling your man Chap, because you don't call him Chap. It'd be funny if she called you Chap, actually.
That is so nasty.
And me and the producers and Nick, if he chooses to show up, are going to taste and judge. It'll be try. We'll do Try Guys Couples Meals Edition, and then I'll do it with Alyssa.
Okay.
I'll do it with Alyssa.
I'm liking that. Lose against taste.
I'll get taste, bro. I volunteered to tase myself,
bro. She will tase me. Don't underestimate.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought up the taser. Oh,
she
tried
to tase me. Yes,
you know, he's trying to make me seem violent.
If I wanted
to tase him, he would have been tased.
Bro, let me tell you about all the headlocks you put me in, man. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about wrestling. Do you wrestle with Alyssa?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I teach her wrestling.
You're abusive too.
I'm not abusive. I teach, so she knows in case somebody.
You're helping her.
Yes,
you're helping her. Right? Just buy her a taser and some pepper spray.
But that's not enough. Sometimes, what if somebody knocks off the taser and knocks the pepper spray out your hand?
Then why do you think she's going to be able to put up a fight?
I mean, I think she can put up a fight, but she has to know different ways to go.
Before they can even be able to get their hands on her, that's why she got the pepper spray to blind them and subdue them, then get them on the ground, boom, boom.
But some people's not affected by pepper spray. You can spray them, and then they're still just on the money, just clap, 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 you know?
At that point, they're Michael Myers, and I'm gonna just
yeah. I'm about to say at that point, she just gotta accept her fate. That's all.
Hey, yo. Thank you, Shaquana, for tuning in and telling me that I'm the best cook.
Y'all wanna know Justin's middle name?
Yes.
Let's turn it off.
Share it right now.
Right now. In that call, right now. Dead air.
You know, what's my name, Justin?
Iyana.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
Good morning, Queen. Have a good one.
Bullying. You see how she blackmailed me?
You are a black male.
You know what? I'm going to court.
We're
going to
find out your middle name before you graduate.
I'm going to court.
Can I at least get it before you graduate?
No, you. I don't have no middle name. That's serious.
Still lying in 2023.
I'm telling you, bro. I bet you money on it.
You gonna bet me money on a fact?
Yes. All right. Yes. You don't believe me. Believe me, Vaughn. Believe me.
Okay. This has been Morning Commute. We got more Morning Commute on the way, so stay tuned. Happy Thursday. No. Morning Commute on Brave New Radio, Vaughn Leak and Justin Chapman. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it getting near that time?
Unfortunately, man.
This is like the worst time of Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Time for reality to snap back in.
Right. Like, I gotta go to class and like...
I don't have class. I don't have those problems.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
Couldn't be me. Sucks to suck.
And you do a lot of that, right?
Mm. You would know.
That's why you're holding the banana?
Mm. And that's why you're holding my banana?
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's why my banana's in your
whoa,
mouth?
Whoa.
You're freaky over the bird.
Right, come on. It's just the first episode. Mm. Come on. Mm. We're not on break. We're on the air.
Good. If it's one thing Vaughn Leak is transparent, I don't really care who you are or, like, you know, you get the same version of me no matter what.
Really?
Yeah. Except you get a little more.
Good.
But it's the same version.
It should only be like that.
It's the same version. You just get a little more. Sneak peek.
So what's the version I get and the version Alyssa gets?
You get the non-virgin version. And Alyssa just gets, like, the cute lovey.
I want that one.
You want the cute lovey?
Switch that one, yeah.
All right. Let's do another hour off the air. We're just sitting here with the mics off.
Oh, I like that. With the mics off.
There's a short man in my bed. Oh, chocolate stank for real.
For real, for real, for real.
Oh, no, but we've had a great show so far this
Definitely
morning.
A great show.
I'm glad that we're back on the air. This feels great.
For all my new people that just popped in today, this is normal. The crazy stuff that we say, the crazy stuff that we do, all the lovey-dovey stuff you hear over the air,
it's
is normal.
Late for all that lovey-dovey-ish.
Right, and you see how you wake up in the morning? This is the best way, the only way
mm-hmm.
to wake up in the morning. So tell your friend, because I know a lot of people just get up in the morning and just look at their phone. I do that. So while you're looking at your phone, tune in. Tell them to tune in 887, 8 to 10 in the morning. Listen to us while you're in the shower, getting ready.
Monday, Thursday.
Right. We're better than anything that you're listening to, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. Our voices are so soothing.
Angelic.
Angelic.
Or what's a word for like turning, like they turn you on?
Erotic.
Sensualizing, okay. Sensual.
Sensual, okay.
Erotic works too. The most erotic morning show in the world.
Ooh.
That's I how feel we're like
that would get that would get people talking.
Morning Commute, the best and most erotic morning show in the country.
Might have to market that.
Yes, right. Next to our album.
Yes. Bro, we got so much in store for this semester. Please stay with us. Please stay connected. We got so much for you.
It's got to start off with like some slow jams like this. No? Morning Commute. Oh, yeah. Vaughn Leak, a.k.a. Kick Batter Swirl. Or how do you say it?
Kick Batter Swirl.
Chocolate Stank.
A.k.a. Sing Your Dude.
What is
wrong with us? Yeah, we need some help. We need some Jesus.
Uh-huh. Jesus. All right, we got one more to commute after the break. Don't move. Happy Thursday. Morning Commute on Brave New Radio, Vaughn Leak and Justin Chapman.
This whole cut was crazy.
Come on now. I like literally ran in here.
Right.
3 seconds left.
Word. It's been an episode. It's been a day. It's been a morning because it hasn't been a day yet. But it's been a morning.
It might be. Some people have been up since 4:30 a.m. Shout out Al Clark.
Word. Word to the early birds that get the worm. Slurm. Term.
All right, man. We're back on the air. It feels so good. A lot of great stuff is happening.
Feels good.
Let's just in the next month. We're back every Monday, Thursday, 8 to 10 a.m.
Yes.
It's Black History Month, so we're going to be crazier and more unleashed than ever. This is the last ever season of Morning Commute. So you best believe we got some stuff coming. And of course, like...
Unless I don't graduate.
Brave
Unless
New Radio is also nominated for 7 national awards.
Yes, sir, baby.
So that's in the next month happening. Less than a month now. One of those awards is Vaughn Leak for Best On-Air Personality.
Yes, sir.
Another one of those awards is Vaughn Leak for Best Program Director.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of...
Did you get 3?
Huh?
Did you get 3?
I got some for very late.
Oh, okay.
Best TV.
Okay.
And then we're nominated for best college station in the nation.
Yes, sir. Greatness.
So
greatness.
We're going to find that out. New York's going to be dope.
Yes.
We're going to have some fun.
Yes, greatness. If you missed out today and you want to catch up, you just want to listen again, tap in on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to the podcast version of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to subscribe there. You know, we pull some good content.
You get also, notifications there all the time.
Exactly. You can also follow us at AccumuteBNR at our Instagram. We pull some behind-the-scenes exclusive stuff that we do that we don't always do on the air. We do some crazy stuff on our breaks. Mm-hmm. So if you want to see it, yeah, a lot of that. If you want to see that, follow AccumuteBNR. and we post some polls there as well, so interact with our socials, and you know, we might pull something out of the Instagram and
out of our pants.
That too, you hold the bananas. I don't know what's with the bananas today.
You want to bite?
I don't know. Sure, unless you talk about the actual banana.
Vitamin D.
You know what? Where can we follow you, Vaughn?
Also, you can listen to us. Sorry.
He got stumped.
Cat got your tongue. No, you could listen to us on gobrave.org/morningcommute. Listen to episodes there.
Yes.
And you can follow me at VauntLeak on Instagram. Watch a video of me getting tased. And, you know, just follow my journey of life. And then you can follow at Very Late WPTV content coming there very, very soon. Final season of that show.
Award winning.
Happening. We're nominated.
No, we're saying award winning. We're claiming it already.
It into existence.
We're claiming it already.
Come on now.
It's gonna happen.
Where can we find you, Senior Doodoo?
You can you can follow me. I'm put that in my bio. We're gonna follow me at Justin Chapp. I'm about to say Chapman. At Justin Chapp. This semester I'm posting more singing videos. So, but the Yams video is still up there. But I'm gonna post more video with some musicians, some talented musicians at WP, and some people outside of the university as well. Tomorrow. Friday nights 9 to 11 p.m. The Function with Just is back. We're playing nothing but throwback R&B, soul, hip-hop, funk, anything that's throwback. We're playing it from the 90s, 2000s,
country?
80s, and back. No country. Sorry. we're back and we're better. We got some guests for the semester. Bree Madness, Brendan Mialis, Andrew Miller, and more. So tune in Fridays 9 to 11 p.m. We're going to get it rocking this semester. So tune in, man.
Rock?
No rock. No rock.
Sorry.
No rock.
Yeah.
And
Morning Commute's back next Monday, same time, same place, 8 to 10 a.m.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for tuning in today. It's been a great episode. We love you guys. We love all our commuters. So, Vaughn, take us out with some morning motivation.
Uh-huh. I'm going to repeat something that Chap said earlier. Your blessing that you're waiting for is on the way. Just be patient, and I promise it's yours. With all that being said, please stay safe. Have a blessed week.